This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Sunday marked the somber milestone of 500,000 deaths globally from COVID-19. In fact, that figure is now approximately 502,000. It's a little more than a quarter of that in the United States. We're also looking at more than 10.1 million confirmed infections globally and more than 2.5 million in the U.S. World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus called the milestones a sober reminder that even as research continues, the world has an urgent responsibility to do everything we can with the tools we have now to suppress transmission and save lives. Five U.S. states, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, Arizona, and Nevada, all reported record-breaking daily numbers of new coronavirus cases over the weekend. The Pan American Health Organization said that across Latin America, the number of cases exceeds 2 million. Colombia now has more than 88,000 total cases, a number higher than a total reported by China, which is 84,000 and counting. Brazil surged to more than 1.3 million infections, second only to the United States. A troubling rise in infections was also reported in India, where the Times of India said that more than 18,000 new cases were recorded Saturday, surpassing Friday's record of more than 17,000. Haiti, the poorest country in the Americas and one of its most crowded, is particularly threatened by the virus, and the situation there could deteriorate fast. In Haiti, which has a population of around 11 million, the spread has outpaced its testing capacity so much that the virus task force declared that symptoms were enough to diagnose COVID-19. Many Haitians don't like to be tested because of the stigma attached to coronavirus and their distrust of the authorities. This is VOA News. Scientists are cautioning people not to be overly optimistic that a vaccine for coronavirus is imminent. As many as 15 governments and medical laboratories are making a serious effort to develop a coronavirus vaccine, with the first widespread trials expected to begin next month in the United States. British researchers have said that they plan to test the vaccine in Brazil in August. The top U.S. infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, has said a vaccine could be available as soon as the end of the year. But he says while he is optimistic, he told the Associated Press, "We've been burned before. This is not a race of who gets there first. This is it gets as many approved, safe, and effective vaccines as you possibly can." Fauci added that researchers are going to have to be flexible enough to test vaccines in multiple sites and be ready to move as the virus moves. Starbucks is the latest company to say it will pause social media ads after a campaign led by civil rights organizations called for an ad boycott of Facebook, saying it does not do enough to stop racist and violent content. Starbucks says its actions were not part of the Stop Hate for Profit campaign, but that it is pausing its social ads while talking with civil rights organizations and its media partners about how to stop hate speech online. The coffee chain joined a growing group of companies saying they'll pause ads on Facebook or social media more broadly, including the European consumer goods giant Coca-Cola, Verizon, and dozens of smaller companies. Mississippi legislators have now taken the historic votes to remove a Confederate battle emblem from their state flag. Spectators in the Capitol cheered and applauded after the votes on Sunday. It is the latest state flag, or the last state flag, with the Confederate symbol that many condemn as racist. Republican Governor Tate Reeves has said that he will sign the bill. The change comes amid widespread protest over racial injustice. Mississippi has a 38% black population. A commission will design a new flag that cannot include the Confederate symbol but must have the words "In God We Trust." Voters will be asked to approve the new design in the November 3rd elections. And the owner of the North Carolina racetrack says he has faced death threats, lost employees, and seen all but two of his sponsors evaporate amid the backlash over his social media posts invoking the noose found in the garage stall of black NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace. Mike Fulp, who owns the tracks, told the News and Record he knows his troubles, or he knew his troubles were self-inflicted. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.